almost live. Hey, folks, thanks for tuning into the BAMF podcast, our regular lunchtime demo beat 'em up. And apologies, got to play this contractually upgraded intro, which assures you you're listening to a high quality production value podcast. Now that you've been assured of that, let me introduce my cohorts in crime today. Walt Rebilliard, directly below us. Hey, Walt.
Hola.
And Jason Sunday, over here in the corner. How you doing, Jason?
Great, how are you?
Great, and today we are playing Forbidden Lands from Free League. Can you tell us about it, Jason?
Yeah, it's kind of a hex crawl game, kind of with a nod towards old school gaming with some kind of modern influences. And it's pretty deadly, but it's easier to be broken than it is to die. So I think that's a motto to live by there somewhere.
That sounds like something from a Conan book. Contemplate your fate in the Tree of Woe. All right, cool. Let me pull up the cool-looking cover they got just to show it off. And there's a sinister-looking fellow riding a murder chicken.
Yep.
And I am playing a dwarf fighter called Harmon. And Walt, who are you?
I am playing a goblin, I believe.
You're a goblin?
A goblin. Goblin Druid, I believe it is. Is that right, Jason?
Yeah, that's right. Goblin Druid.
It happens to the best of us.
All right, cool.
What a handsome guy he is.
All right, let me share our Foundry tabletop. And you are Gormar. I am Harmon. And all right, we are at your disposal, Jason. Just let us know what you want us to do.
All right, so we're going to get start in media res. Mm-hmm. We're going to be right here. I'm pinging the map there. You can see in the left-hand corner.
Okay.
With a little star. That's going to be a little town called The Hollow, and this is a tavern that you guys are at, and you're in the middle of a poker game that you have just won, and you're playing against a guy named Bruce.
One more time.
You're playing against a guy called Drew Goose Teeth and his crew.
Drew Goose Teeth and his crew. Yeah.
Drew, yes.
Okay, it's like Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, but yeah, different. Okay,
exactly. So, you guys have just won. He doesn't want to give up the map that you just won off of him to treasure and perhaps a new home base for you and your crew.
Power and glory, power and glory.
Exactly. Yep. He says, "You cheated. You're a cheater. You're not getting this map."
Did we cheat?
No, you won fair and square.
That doesn't sound like us at all.
No. Well, this time you had a great hand.
Some people think I have two.
Yeah.
Well, all right. So I guess it's time to punch things.
So he flips the table, right? And so you guys can approach this however you want. You guys have weapons. The druid has spells, but to cast your spells, you need to generate some willpower. So the way you generate willpower is by pushing your dice, pushing yourself, and that allows you to generate willpower. But currently, all you have is your weapons. You can try to talk him down, however you'd like to solve the solve the situation.
All right, I'm trying to see what gear I have. Hang on a second. I have a large shield, studded leather, a battle axe. Well, I'm a dwarf. That makes sense. An amulet of God, huge. Is my God named huge?
Huge.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, God, you are so big, and we're all very impressed down here. All righty. I suppose we should try to talk it out. Drew, Mr. Goose Teeth. You are an honorable man. Your reputation precedes you. And I don't think you'd want to besmirch your great reputation in this fine village by cheating a couple of noble travelers like ourselves. Surely, reconsider.
You're calling me a cheat? You're the cheat.
I didn't call you a cheat, sir. I think you're perhaps slightly hot-headed. And I would advise you to here. Have a frosty beverage and think about the consequences of your actions. Surely we can come to some kind of conclusion that will benefit both of us.
I will get him his frosty beverage.
Okay, so while your Walt's character is going to get the frosty beverage, why don't you go ahead and roll me a skill that you think would kind of fit this? I'm thinking manipulation works.
Okay, so I am here in Foundry. How do I roll manipulation?
Okay, so you go to your character sheet, go to your main tab, and then go down to manipulation right there.
Okay. Sorry. Oh, yep, there it is. Click on it.
Yep. And we shall see.
Just click roll.
Yep. Let's see what you got.
Two and three.
This is not a success. So you the sixes and are successes. Ones are mishaps. And if you roll a mishap during your first roll, it doesn't do anything. However, if you roll a mishap and during a push, it can have consequences to you. So you can now push your dice to see to try to be more successful, or you can take what you've rolled.
All right, so I roll again if I want to push.
Okay. If you go to the tab, the conversation tab, the chat log, there's a little button right there that you can say
push.
You can push the. There you go.
Three all to right. Five. Any better?
Yeah. You're unsuccessful. So,
well, I tried.
Well, you come back with a beer. And you can try to persuade him as well if you'd like. I'll give you a bonus for the beer.
Okay. I am going to try to persuade him that he is a dirty, no good so-and-so. And as I go to hand him the beer, when he reaches for it, I throw it all over him.
Very nice. All right. So I think that right there is going to start some combat.
Seems likely.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll go ahead and add you guys to the combat tracker. If you want to look at the combat tracker, it's the fist.
I love the fist.
Right? It's pretty awesome.
Ooh.
All right. Harmon goes first.
Sinokin just subscribed. Thank you, man. 6 months. Holy crap. That's awesome.
All right, so Harmon goes first. So I open my character sheet again, and okay, the character sheet was. Okay, so combat.
Yep.
Click on Battle Axe.
Yeah, but before you go ahead and start, I want to go over something real quick. You have slow actions and you have fast actions.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want to be able to dodge, you have to leave yourself some room or parry. So those are fast actions. So you can use, either use two fast actions or a fast and a slow action. And
but if you're smart, you save yourself the fast action so you can parry if you have to.
Yeah, or dodge if you, whichever you prefer. But.
Is hitting him with my axe a slow action or a fast action?
It's a slow action, but that doesn't mean you... It's not like Shadow of the Demon Lord where you're later in the turn. It just means that you just use up your slow action.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Let's do that. Do I just click on Battle Axe to do this?
Yep.
All right. And just hit roll?
Yep, that looks good. Let's see what happens.
That's a lot of dice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like you've got... four successes and got one. So you can keep what you have, or you can push the dice, which will keep all your successes and your one there, and see if you get more successes, or you can keep what you have and stay.
Never having played this game before, is this a good result, or do I want to push this?
It's a very good result, but you could get better if you want.
All right, well, damn the torpedoes. I will push.
Okay. All right. So you've got two ones now, five successes. So you did do a little bit better, but mm-hmm. you also you got a little bit worse as well. So I think these black dice here are your gear dice. If I'm mm-hmm. let me take a look at your character. Yeah, so you have Yeah, so those two black dice are your gear dice. So mm-hmm. Your gear is going to take a little bit of damage from this strike. So I'll go ahead and roll a reaction for you're aiming at Drew.
Mm-hmm. Yep, him at the goose teeth. I'm aiming at him.
Yep. Okay, so he's going to try to parry that with his broadsword. Let's see what he gets. Oh man, he's looking pretty rough. He's got looks like one success. That's gonna still hurt him pretty bad. So he's gonna push. Mm-hmm. See what he gets there. All right, so he's got two successes and three ones. So that looks pretty rough. So he's gonna take ability damage from that.
So instead of hit points, we take ability damage in fights. Is that correct?
Yeah. So yeah, your hit points are your abilities. So they all your strength is like your physical hit health. Your agility is like getting winded or fatigued. Your wits are kind of mental fog, and your empathy is ability to relate to others. So yeah. So he's going to take some damage here. Let's see. Is he wearing any armor? Yeah, he's wearing some leather armor, so that's going to take – he's going to roll to take some points for that.
Wait a minute. Did you just say he's wearing rubber armor?
Leather.
Oh, okay. I like my version better. Keep going.
It's that kind of tavern, guys.
He's so bouncy.
Okay. All right.
Jason, would it be better if you shared your screen?
Yeah, I can share my screen. I don't have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll get all the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Might be more interesting than just looking at my sheet all day.
Naylin from the Twitch chat says she votes for the rubber armor.
The rubber armor.
Rubber armor.
It does clean easily.
Mm-hmm.
Just toes it down and, you know.
All right.
There we go.
So he absorbed one of your damaged die. So, and then he... blocked with two from his sword. So let's see, that's gonna be, so he still gets 3 points of damage there. He's in rough shape. He's not dead. He's on the ground crying to mama, and so let's see who's next. So Drew can't act right now. He is on the floor in bad shape. He's holding his guts with his hand.
Would this be a moment to ask him if he'd like to go ahead and give us that map?
Yeah, well, let's go ahead we'll wait for him. Let's see. It's Gormar's turn, so he can ask during his turn if he'd like.
All right, so you will.
Map, please.
All right. Go ahead and go give me a manipulation roll, but I'm going to give you a bonus die modifier of a 2.
Okay. Now, is that something you have to do or something I have
to
do?
No, you go ahead and click on manipulation.
And yeah, I'm rolling. Go.
Ah, well, that'll work. Okay. Yeah, so you got one success, which is enough to do it. But you would actually have an extra two dice added to this if you would have like hit here and then picked up the modifier.
Gotcha. So you want me to do it again?
No, you're good. Unless you want to.
Nah, I'm not. All right. I take the map. I teabag him on the way out and drop the cup on his face.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Yeah, I say to Harmon, I have your map.
It's our map, friend goblin.
the entourage is like, yeah, you're good, man. You're good.
Do we control this gang now? Is that how that works?
You can try if you'd like.
What do you say, Gomar?
What are we doing?
Do you want to take over the gang?
Take over the game? As no. Far as like...
we could take over this gang of cutthroats.
Oh, the gang?
They could work for... You seem like the kind of person who might... Kind of goblin who might enjoy being running a small criminal enterprise. So I was just seeing if, you know, that was something you'd be into.
As long as everything they wear is free range, homegrown, and hand spun fibers.
All right. Yeah, go ahead and give me a roll for that for Gormar to convince them to dress in the manner that you speak.
Because, you know, I'm a goblin druid. Because I think that makes sense to somebody. What am I rolling?
I think manipulation can work, or unless you want to, if you have some performance skill, you could try that.
I do have performance skill.
Yeah, there you go. You can ham it up a little bit.
Do I have any modifier, seeing as we just beat the crap out of his boss?
Yeah, let's go with a two for that.
Two. All right, I'm rolling.
And then I'll roll.
Oh, that looks awful.
You can push the die.
Let's do that. How do I do that?
The little push button right here. So if you're in the chat log.
Oh yeah, I got you. So push.
Oh man, they're like. So you're gonna take 2 points of empathy. Damage here, so just click your little thing there. So they've hurt your feelings a little bit.
Because like, they won't wear like, my stuff.
No, we're not wearing that grassy crap. Sorry. We'll follow you, but no.
That's fine.
Can I get... the old school part of me wants to say, hey, could all these guys be our retainers for the upcoming adventure? But that's probably asking for too much, right?
No, they totally can. You guys are lone warriors. I think it'd be awesome for you guys to have some retainers to help you along the way.
Sunokin from the chat wants to know, is Walt's character wearing a kilt during the teabagging? The answer is quite possibly.
He's freeballing for sure.
And he's got my little goblin bits dangling across his nose as I make my way and steal his gang.
All right. His balls are hanging loose, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the kind of quality entertainment you've seen in the damn podcast for. We are the best bang for your buck in terms of goblin bits dangling.
I'm
podcasting today. Sorry, go ahead, Walt.
I see what you did there with the bang for the buck.
Yeah.
Right? Let's spread the map across the table.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, so we'll go ahead and switch to the Forbidden Lands map. Ooh, cool stuff here. So one of the cool things about Forbidden Lands is that in the box set you get this lovely map that then you get these little stickers that you can place locations wherever you want on this map. So you get to decide where things are. Well, you, the game master. So you guys are right here. Mm-hmm. And the map that you guys have leads to a location. Let me find my sticker that I want. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I'll find it in a minute. But you guys are coming out here to this spot. That's where the X marks on the map. Each one of these are, about, I think they're about 10 kilometers each. I think the map has a thing here somewhere.
Hey, thanks, Jacob.
Yeah, 10 each. So it's quite a ways. So you can take your merry band of former bandits, now cohorts, and head out to this location if you'd like, or you can explore the town, whatever you want to do.
Do we know what's supposed to be at that location?
Yeah, it's supposed to be some ruins with some treasure.
That sounds like our kind of deal, right?
Yep, because you guys are not heroes. You guys are cutthroats and adventurers. Mm-hmm. For your next score.
All right.
And possibly a base of operation to grow your status.
All right. Should we patch up Goose Teeth before we leave?
Yeah.
Do you want to bring him along?
Yeah.
He's bleeding out and his guts are spilling on the floor. I thought maybe we should, like, you know.
Okay. Yeah. That way we don't get like a murder charge or something.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, who needs priors?
Can I use, now how do spells in this thing work?
So, you did some cooking, right? So each of those, those ones equals a willpower for your character. So, you got two, so you can go ahead and put two willpower on your sheet. Let's see. Yeah, so it'd be right here. So that'd be, I think you're right. You right click them.
Okay.
I just gave them to you.
Gotcha.
So, and then if you go to your, I think it's in your talents, these are your spells.
Yep.
And then if you click here, then in the chat, it'll tell you what that description of what that does.
Okay. So, cleanse spirit. Yeah, I don't want to cleanse spirit.
Yeah, click on these little thought bubbles and it'll.
The thought bubbles. Mend wounds. Now, how often can I do these?
You can do them as many as you have willpower points. So the minimum amount you use is the rank. So right now you have two willpower, but you can spend extra to try to overcharge your spell. Mm-hmm. And the more successes you get, the more healing you do.
All right. And then, does the willpower refresh over a point of time?
No, you build it as you push your dice, and you get better. Gotcha.
All right, let's fix
Goose Teeth.
Yeah, Goose Teeth.
Yep.
The base is saying is one. Is that correct?
If that's what this one says. Okay, so
Sean Vera in the chat says, "In it for the gold, ale and food, maybe women on a good day. Leave herring to another day." That's fair.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Seems like I got a six.
Oh, yeah. So you heal in 1 point. His guts aren't everywhere. They kind of suck in. You know, his skin kind of overtakes his guts and suck them back in. He's still got a happy scar, but, you know, he's living for now.
But now he owes us.
It's like,
hey, Drew, you work for us now.
Thanks, boss.
Mount up. We're riding out. Tell us what you know about these ruins.
Well, they're pretty ancient. I believe they are guarded by monsters.
What kind of monsters?
Well, I only know by story, but I've heard there's undead of many type. Monstrous devils and fiends, you know, stuff typically found in the red mist.
And what is this red mist you speak of?
The red mist is an after effect after a sorcerer wreaked havoc on the land with magic, and this red mist would transform people into monsters or eat their flesh, you know, random stuff.
Oh, yeah, all the typical.
It's recently cleared, so people are adventuring in this area, seeking wealth and notoriety. So, but it occasionally appears randomly throughout the area.
All right. Well, you know, these monsters aren't going to kill themselves.
And yep.
Of course, they're a blight on the green. So let's do this.
Goose Teeth says, "Do we get paid?"
If you live.
They kind of look at each other and they kind of give each other the one nod, the single nod, and then he's like still holding his guts. You know, let's go, boss. All right, so you guys want to ride out? So in in Forbidden Lands. You do carry food and water, and that does deplete over time. So you can easily find yourself without food or water.
Okay, so it's important to bring provisions.
That's right. Well, but you guys have some starting. So, and I'm not sure if you have that much money left after your starting equipment. Looks like Gormar has one silver, and then you have a silver and six copper.
I think Mr. Goose Teeth is gonna supply us stuff we need because he owes us.
We need to save his life after we almost killed him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's low on stuff, so he's like, I can sell my armor, I guess.
So we need to make some money before we can go out and raid these ruins. Is that a fair summary of the situation?
You can make money on the way. You know you'll encounter other people. You know, you can shank them and take their stuff. Or you can do odd jobs, whatever you like.
Odd jobs. How would we find these odd jobs?
You could go to the board and see if there's anything you can do there. But I would recommend you hunt. You know, there's water right there, so fill up your provisions of water. Do some hunting on the land. You've got your food.
Let's do it.
You know, whatever you guys would like to do, though.
It's always better to choose action. So let's go for it. Let's get the water, hunt off the land, and try to get to these ruins and kill some monsters in the next 30 minutes.
Woot. All right, so you guys are going to spend each day traveling along this route.
I love that route.
Yeah. So and then, so each person can take a job doing lookout, navigation, and then you can stop for hunting or stuff like that. So let me get a random token just to represent the party here.
Love random tokens. They taste like chicken.
Oh, yeah. Boom. There we go.
There is a random token.
That is definitely a random token. Okay, so who wants to do navigation?
I can navigate because I'm small and probably very tasty to local woodland animals. So I would, I'll do the navigator. They can do all the other stuff.
Okay, sounds good. All right, go ahead and give me, that one, yep. Okay, I think you're going to need scouting. There you go.
Okay,
scouting roll.
That would be under talents, I assume?
That is in Maine.
That is in Maine.
Right here.
Scouting. Yes, I will create I will do a scouting roll. I am rolling my scouting.
Woot. And you've got all kinds of failure there. So you can stay right here and not take the damage, or you can push it and take the damage and increase your roll.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. Yes, let's.
And it still sucks.
Yeah, so you took 4 points of damage.
On which? Oh, on my wits.
Yep, I just gave it to you. Oh yeah, you like this is you've gotten yourself kind of lost.
What did you expect for the goblin? I can't even see over the saddle.
through no fault of your own, you've gotten yourself lost, and you're like, where was that on ramp to Albuquerque? I just don't know.
Excellent Bugs Bunny reference.
All right. Well, I can try, I guess. Although I've only got I don't have any. I got a zero in scouting. Could one of the? How many retainers do we have now? We have a gang now, right?
We have three. Yeah.
We have three. Counting Duke Goose Tooth.
Goose Tooth.
Are any of these guys good at this?
You know what? I'm not really sure. Let me take a look at their sheet. Not really. They don't have anything in Skyrim. It's like the blind leading the blind, you know? It's
Jacob Blackman in the comments says, "Oh my god, take the road." Maybe Jacob has a point.
If only we had a map.
Yeah.
There are no roads, you know. Where we're going, they have no roads.
Okay, so we're lost,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, just for the time being. So I'm going to do a little bit of rolling here to see if something interesting
comes to eat us.
Yeah. I mean, you know, as you know, things can happen. Let's see. I'm going to do percentile dice. No, D66. Right on. All right. Do a little roll here. Oh, let's see. Yep. So, all right. You realize you've been wandering in circles and you are lost. You won't make any progress on the map during this quarter of the day. Your Pathfinder must also roll survival successful to find our way out of the hex. One roll could be made each quarter of the day. Okay, so that means, Walt, you need to make a survival roll here for us.
I love making survival rolls. Let's see. So survival. Let's roll that.
You will survive. Oh my goodness.
5, 4, 4, and 3.
You can push it if you'd like. You have not made any progress yet, but you couldn't push it and find your way.
Is there any way I can help him?
Do you have any?
None of that helps.
Do you have any survival?
I have one die in survival.
You can roll that.
Okay, rolling it right now.
Let's see if. Yeah, you can push it, but if you do, you're going to share his result.
Okay, that's fine. So my roll wasn't good, so I should push it, is what you're saying?
Sure. Yeah, so Walt, add another point of willpower to your sheet.
I love adding points of anything.
All right, so I should push it, you say?
Yeah, push it real good. That was terrible. I'm sorry.
It's all right. It's okay. It's that kind of podcast.
Oh, yeah. So we're good. All right. So during this quarter of the day, you are able to find your way. You're like, no, you're looking at the map wrong. Not this way, that way. Goblin's like, right. Yes, I know. When you were drunk.
Got to change hats. So.
Oh, damn. It's on now.
I'm getting serious now. All right.
Okay. All right. So let me make a brief little check. It doesn't mean anything. There's nothing going on here. Don't think anything about it. Okay?
And the dice don't matter?
And it doesn't matter at all. Oof.
If the dice don't matter, why are you making those noises like you just ate a bad burrito?
Oh, yeah. It's nothing to worry about. Trust me.
Yeah, uh-huh. You're scaring me, Jason.
Okay, so you guys are going through the wilderness. You see a savage looking bear tearing at someone's innards. And you guys can either try to go around the bear and confront him or lure it off with some tasty snacks, whatever you like.
So, well, it's already eating something, right?
Yep. It's a little distracted, but it could be persuaded to see if you taste better. You know, this is an older carcass, so, you know.
Ooh. Yeah, is that from the movie with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yep, Revenant. Just played a quick second so I wouldn't get the copyright strike.
Just a warning.
Yeah. Sharing Jason's screen again. Do we want to tiptoe past this bear, or do we want to?
Let's try and tiptoe past him.
Yeah. So who's okay. going away for the week?
I'll go up for the druid, who's probably can. You can talk to the bear, right? If it comes to it.
Maybe.
So.
That could banish demons.
If only we were dealing with a demon.
The goblin does have stealth. Surprising.
I do have spells. Nothing that would probably be in this in the realm of what we're doing.
You have stealth.
Stealth.
Sneaky sneak.
Stealth. Sneaky sneak.
Hey, Savage Company Gaming. Thanks for the subscription, man. Appreciate it. All right. Ooh, what was that? ¿Qué es esto?
Oh, yeah. That's my Pathfinder back wallpaper. Hmm. I jumped on the Savage Pathfinder Kickstarter.
Kickstarter?
Yeah, it's super cool.
Are you going to run that for us next?
Yeah, I certainly can do that.
All right, cool. So, Garmar, you want to try to sneak past, and we'll tiptoe behind you?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. All right. What do we roll?
Yeah.
Let's go to the main stealth, right?
Yep.
I love stealth. I'm rolling.
Nine.
Oh, there we go. Two sixes and a five.
Yeah, so you can either stick with that or you can push it. Now, right now, that one doesn't hurt you. Only when you push it does it hurt you.
Okay, I don't want to be hurt.
But only when you push it do you gain willpower. So,
crap.
That's the give and take of magic in this game.
Gotcha. No, I think I don't want to be eaten by a bear today. I am small and tasty, especially with ketchup, and the bear has all sorts of blood relish all over the place. I don't. Let's try and sneak past.
Okay, should I roll stealth as well?
No, he's Walt's leading the way.
Okay.
So I'm gonna.
I can't tell you how happy it is that you said that.
Right. Lead the way, sir. Lead the way. All right. So it's gonna see if it's gonna notice you here. Let's see. But I'm gonna go survival for this one.
What, for the bear?
For the bear.
The bear.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're able to sneak around the bear. It kind of like sniffs the air for a second, and this just the stench of the corpse is so powerful. It's like, nah, that's nothing. And continues munching and like tearing at the flesh of this poor little halfling.
That's some tasty burger.
That's right. All right, so as you continue... Walt, you're still leading the way, right?
I love leading the way.
Yeah, give me another scouting roll.
Ooh, this might be dangerous. I'm rolling. Five and a six.
Oh, yes. You are able to continue forward. Would you rather take the top road or the bottom road?
What do you think, Mike?
Top road.
Let's do it.
All right, so it is coming into evening. You guys can set up camp, or you can continue going. However, you do know that in the Forbidden Lands, it gets much, much more dangerous at night.
No, let's not keep going. Let's sit around and smoke a joke.
You're right. You're gonna roll a fatty and.
Are you close to Mike? That would make sense.
No, it's legal in a lot of places now, not just Colorado.
Well, I guess I am kind of close to Mike. I'm in Utah. I'm in the Salt Lake City area.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah. I visited your fine state 2 years ago.
I'm not from here, but I moved here from Florida. So.
Okay.
Is it the same way as you left it, Mike?
I didn't take anything. I think it's drier now. They're having some problems with the Salt Lake not being wet enough, but yeah, I just went and looked at some dinosaur fossils and got out. That was it. So
right on.
didn't marry any sister wives or anything. So,
all right.
All right, so we're camping. We got the harmonicas out. We're toasting marshmallows. And
go ahead and give me a survival roll for who is going to be the quartermaster to set up camp.
I guess I'll do that since I haven't rolled in a while, just for fun. Yeah. And I am rolling. What
could possibly go wrong, right?
Lots of fours.
All right, you're trying to set up camp, and you can't find which stick what goes where and where to tie up. You're kind of struggling. You can push it, though, to see if...
My wife always makes fun of me for that.
Where to plant the tent pole, huh?
Yep. Right. Oh, there's a six.
Yeah, there's a six. There's a four. There's a one.
Yep, success.
Okay.
Yep, so that little cross sword is a six, so you're good to go.
Okay.
Successful.
So as we're resting, does any of the damage I've taken to wits or empathy get healed or anything like that? How does that work?
Yes, you can do a heal check. You can either use magic or you can use of one of your skills.
Path of healing.
Yeah, that's a talent, right? Path of healing.
Yes.
Okay, so that's what that does. Okay, using nature. Okay, yeah, that just lets you cast the rank one spells.
All right, so can I use healing for my empathy?
Yes, you can. And then if you have any equipment, that will give you a bonus.
Let's see, gear.
No, you don't. But you can always forge for like healing berries or roots or.
What berries or roots are good for empathy damage?
Poison berry.
Poison.
Poison with a B.
Oh, gotcha.
Poison berry. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's do some healing.
Okay. Yeah. Give me a roll.
I'm rolling and pressing D button. A five and a six.
Okay. So you heal 1 point of damage, or you can push it and get more.
No, I think I'm not going to, because if I push, I can take damage, right?
It's possible. Yes.
Yeah. So, no, I'm good. So,
no, I'm sorry. With magic, you don't take damage. There could be a magical mishap.
Yeah. Well, this is healing for my empathy, right?
Oh yes. I'm sorry. You're right. Then what is the red die from your skill? Yeah. You won't take any damage from any skill die.
Oh, okay. Let's push it then.
Yep.
A six.
Very good. So you heal 2 points from your physical health.
Nothing in my physical health was hurt. It was all my wits and empathy.
Okay, so pick one of those.
All right, let's knock wits down.
So you're like talking yourself through the trauma. You hold up the teddy bear and says, "Where did the bad man touch you?"
In the no-no place.
All right, cool.
All right.
All right. So during this overnight sleep, you guys will have to take watch and take turns. So, or you can just, you know, say the heck with it, and what happens, happens.
I think we should post watches, especially since we have lackeys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there you go. Oh, I can make a super secret role for them.
Yeah, sounds good. I mean, I'll definitely take a shift just because I don't trust them completely. But
thank God you said shift.
Shift. You'll need paper otherwise.
Yeah.
We have leaves.
I don't know. Maybe a neurotic dwarf who can't poop above ground. That could be a thing, right?
Right.
Got to be in a mine.
Very nice. Okay. So they scored a success. Do we want to push? Yes or no?
When you say they, you mean our lackeys?
Yep.
Is there any reason to push?
Not necessarily. You could get better success, but other than that.
Why mess with imperfection? Let's just go with it.
Yep. Cool. All right. So everything goes great during the night. The two of you got fantastic sleep. the bandits, they have the rock under their lower back, and they toss and turn a little bit, but they'll make it through the day. Okay, cool.
They should have had some of those berries.
Yeah, that's right. Or the, you know, or the wacky weed that Mike's character was smoking. But okay, so you pack up your campsite. Go ahead and give me a roll, both of you. Roll your water and your food.
So that's survival?
No, at the bottom of the character sheet.
Okay, I'm looking.
On the gear, you'll see food
and water. Okay. So roll food and water?
Yep.
We'll all right, so rolling food.
Okay, your food is good.
And okay. I'm rolling water now.
All right. Okay, yeah, your food and water is good. If you rolled the one, it would drop one die type.
Yeah.
So, and then, you know, if you ever need to get more food or more water, you can forage.
Kill a minion. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, then you need less water, you know. Certainly. Okay. All right. So that is well and good. All right. Go ahead and, Walt, go ahead and make a survival as you lead the way to the camp.
Survival or scouting?
I'm sorry. Scouting, not survival.
Because survival, I have a much better survival than I have scouting.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
So scouting it is then?
Yep.
I'm rolling.
Let me find it.
Ooh, nice. Got a six and a one.
Pretty picture here. Boom. All right. Ta-da! We have a location. All right. So a six and a one. You can keep that. Or you can push, whatever you prefer.
Let's keep it.
All right. All right. So let me get off the sticker selector there. All right. And you make it to a
Denny's
ancient castle. And we will go ahead and stop right here because this is a great place to pause before you go into the ruins. Any further. So,
and who knows, some other people might catch up to us and assist us in our endeavors.
Ah, yes, assist. That is the word we are going with. Yeah, what did you guys think so far? It's a hex crawl, kind of old school feel. Not super complicated, right?
No, it's easy.
I was kind of digging it. I'm looking forward to more combat next time.
Yeah, definitely more combat next time. So I was waiting for you guys to roll that special role on the getting lost where you accidentally find out and you're, this is not where you parked your car. And so, that's a dude, where's my car reference there for you. But you guys have questions about how this is running so far?
No, I'm kind of curious about all the dice, but I could ask you questions for like 10 minutes, so maybe I'll hit you up with some emails offline, or I could actually just read the damn instruction book and figure it out myself, so I might just do right. That.
They do have a quick start. It's pretty thorough, mm-hmm. So I highly recommend that.
We should probably throw that link up, right?
Yeah.
Do you have that handy, or I guess I can search for it?
I can get it for you. Let's see. Search good old drive-through. Here we go. I'll post it in the chat and then you can.
Okay, cool.
You can share. There we go.
Cool.
Right there.
I'll put it in the show notes and I'll put it up in the comments in a banner right now.
Yeah, so Weatherstone is the name of this location, and it should be a lot of fun.
Okay, cool. So same bat time, same bat channel next week, folks.
That's right.
Let's do it.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, everyone, for checking us out. We will catch you next time on the BAM Podcast.
Lunchtime, beat 'em ups.